And greetings, everyone. Once upon a time, a long time ago in the year 2019, there lived in far-off China a Fledermaus, a little mammal with wings, called in English a bat. And this little creature, who liked to hang upside down in a cave to sleep by day and feast on fish and bugs, really enjoyed an incredible immune system and never got sick. One day in late autumn, this bat met a new virus and came up with its first-rate, lightning-fast immune response. The bat never got sick, while the happy virus ramped itself up with new powers inside the bat until it was a superstar. That fancy virus, with the little crown-shaped thorns all over its surface, wonderfully multiplied while the bat flew around and ate his fish. And then some of these viruses hopped into a pangolin and multiplied some more. And then lots of the viruses hopped inside a couple of 100,000 of us humans with our low-grade, 10th-rate immune systems. And now those bugs we call coronaviruses have taken over the world. Ring around the rosy, a pocket full of posies. Achoo, achoo, we all fall down. Never have we been farther apart, yet closer together than in this time when our country, like all the nations on our earth, is stunned with the coronavirus pandemic. So much that we look to that brings us side by side in community has now been canceled or suspended until final notice, further notice. Schools and colleges, concerts, sports events, restaurants and bars, stores, museums, theme parks, fitness centers, weddings and funerals, all events and places that bring people face to face and side by side have announced their closure. Churches and synagogues and mosques have canceled their live services. Businesses, clubs, volunteer organizations are closing down their meetings and spaces. Now we're directed to keep our social distance from each other, to seek separation, to isolate ourselves, to shelter in place. Travel ends as nations close their borders, as passengers recognize the dangers of airplanes and cruise ships. We call for quarantine for those facing the worst, for people known to be exposed to the virus that's taken over our world.
Reverend Carey, you're muted. You're muted. We can't hear you. The last we heard was the virus taking over the world. Now you're unmuted.
Okay. Now can you hear me?
Yes.
Up on the screen?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. As I write, each moment the numbers climb. As I updated this talk, we have more than 300,000 cases in the world and counting, and more than 13,000 deaths worldwide. The United States now has the fourth largest number of confirmed cases in the world, after China, Italy, and Spain. And our 27,000 cases are counting now and we still lack enough testing kits to come up with the true numbers. Never have we been more in need of understanding exponential growth. Infections are doubling about every 3 days. By early next week, we will have passed 50,000 cases. We've no idea how long this invasion of the virus will go on, nor what success our strategies of separation and containment may have. Will spring weather change the sturdiness of the coronavirus? Nobody knows, not even that flying mouse in China. Yet, never have we been closer to every other human on Earth. My daughters reach out to me from Texas and Monterey, California, and Seattle. People I need and people who need me are in touch with me in techie ways that let us see each other as we speak. Beyond these close encounters, I hear my brothers and sisters in every corner of the earth. No one of us in any land that lives out of harm's way. On my way to pick up essential food earlier this week, the world about me was nearly unrecognizable. I saw so few cars, I had the road almost to myself. The food market was guarding its stores, allowing customers to come in only as others left, to keep the total inside under 100. I could buy only 4 cans of cat food instead of my usual 10. At least I wouldn't get the store shelves bare. I wondered if I'd ever in my life lived through such a crisis as this one. And changes every sphere of life. Yes, I remember dramatic changes in the weather when snowstorms closed New York and Boston, but these blizzards lasted maybe a week, not months. I remember when I was living in Bangkok, the capital of Thailand, in the 1970s. A military coup closed the country for a few months. Bangkok was in lockdown, so my office, where I practiced psychology, was shuttered. All the schools in the country were closed. So I took my 2 kids and headed for the beaches of Phuket down the coast, where nobody was paying much attention to the coup. Kind neighbors tolerated my broken conversational tie, and together we celebrated the starlit nights with local singa beer. Now, the coup pulled off by this coronavirus has captured our planet, not just some, and we can't even get together party with our beer and wine. What shall we do? It's time to remember. If we have children home from school, they'll have a special, new, surprising relationship with their mom or dad, who without warning has become a homebody with magical things to say and sing and stir fry. It's time to remember and listen through the hours to the music that always has brought pleasure and peace. It's time to remember that in every plague that endangered mankind, there were still those with the strength to survive and tell the tale. It's time to remember that we always have had heroes who stood tall to care for those suffering from the plagues, who spoke the truth to power, no matter what the cost. Let's hold in our hearts the young doctor, Li Wenliang, who first raised the alarm about the coronavirus in the early days of that outbreak. Back in December 2019, he sent a message to fellow doctors in a chat group to warn them of the outbreak and advising them to wear protective clothing to avoid infection. 4 days later, he was called to the Public Security Bureau and forced to sign a letter in which he was accused of, quote, making false comments that had severely disturbed the social order. From the letter, this quote, if you keep being stubborn with such impertinence and continue this illegal activity, you will be brought to justice. Then Dr. Li began having symptoms himself with fever and coughing. And by mid-January, he was in bed in the hospital. It took 10 days more, January 20th, until China declared the outbreak of an emergency. Dr. Li died of the virus February 7th, 2020, at the young age of 33. A hero of truth. Now in America, dozens of healthcare workers have fallen ill with COVID-19. More are quarantined after exposure. This week, two members of Congress diagnosed with the coronavirus, raising the question if our lawmakers can meet in the halls of government. As we go it alone, it's time to remember that the trees are there for us, so many blossoming in this sun of early spring. It's time to remember that the sea, whether it's blue or gray, will go on tossing its waves up on the shore as it has been for thousands of years. It's time to remember that we are part of every living thing. Lynn Unger, RUU minister and poet, knows what we need to do. She wrote in her poem, Pandemic, what if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath, the most sacred of times? Cease from travel, cease from buying and selling. Give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing, pray. Touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down, and when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely, that's come clear. Do not reach out with your hands. Reach out with your heart. Reach out with your words. Reach out with all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live. May it be so.